Kulang Vicky Daniel, a member of a women's association in Torit, says the time has come for women to use their votes to bring change to the country.
If there is an election to be conducted in this chamber, let them also come out so that we, like the women in Eastern Equatorial State, will be able now to vote where we can stand. So we are also advocating that if women are given this position of presidentially, I think they can even rule in a harmony way. Now we compare now with this current situation, things are high in the market, but there is nothing like intervention. So we women also are advocating for this coming election, we want also to try a woman to lead us. We want to see some changes.
South Sudan is scheduled to hold its first national election on December 22nd. Some cultural beliefs and norms in South Sudan have prevented most women from contributing in how the country is governed. Rita Iromo Akim, a resident of Torit Town, says time has come for women to be part of the change, adding that what a man can do, women can do it better.
We are learning. Organizations are coming and talking about women rights, and there are also articles, and then the UN is also there supporting, making people to know about a woman, like the capability of a woman. So I feel like, yeah, it's possible, though it's not going to be an easy thing, but I know even the men know that it's possible for a woman to become a president in South Sudan.
KG Christine Franco, another Torit resident, says she remains hopeful that the election will bring change if more women are involved in politics.
We believe when a woman now leads us, we shall at least now accomplish the 35% affirmative that is being given to us. And as we all know, in nature, a woman is having that forgiving heart, a heart of love. So we believe if we put a woman, we really hope that will be the best. And I personally will stand for a woman, of course, if a woman stands.
A lawyer, Mary Anthony, acting chairperson of a women's group in Eastern Equatorial State, says the election could lead to having the right leaders in the right places.
The leaders we are electing, these are the leaders when we saw them at the grassroots. These are the strong leaders who can even really think for their people behind. But those leaders who are being ordered by degree, you know, that's why our country is now going out of really control. I'm really happy when we did the election in 2011. So we need that to happen again. We need to elect our people from the grassroots. We need our people whom we are suffering with them because they know our suffering and even we know their struggle.
Supporters of President Salva Kiir's Sudan People Liberation Movement have endorsed him as their candidate. Peter Mayen Majundul, leader of the People's Liberal Party, said earlier this year that he will contest the top seat in the country. The Sudan's People Liberation Movement, which is loyal to First Vice President Riek Machar, has said the country is not ready for election in December. Other civics groups and some United Nations officials also have expressed concern about how ready the country will be for an election. For VOA News, I am Kaltuma Vanessa, reporting from Torit, Eastern Equatorial State.